Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Think you know Spain? Think again. That's a slogan from Tour España campaign this year. They're encouraging tourists to embrace slower travel across Spain, visiting their unknown and surprising destinations. So why do so many of us return to the same holiday destination each year? Our reporter Henry McKean took to the streets to find out.
Familiarity. I think people generally want to go to where they feel comfortable, where they know the areas, that it's kind of a home from home, as opposed to exploring new areas, new destinations, new countries, new cultures. I kind of prefer the latter. I like going to different places and learning new things, maybe some parts of a new language, tasting new food, seeing new buildings, jumping in the water, new beaches, you know.
Like, some tourist resorts are really feeling it because it's mass tourism. How do we persuade people to try somewhere new, to go off the beaten track a bit more?
I usually like to go to the same place because I know the place.
And where's the same place?
Canary Islands.
So you love to go to the Canaries?
Yes.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
And you won't change? You're happy? You know what to expect? You have your favourite restaurant, your favourite beach, your favourite hotel or apartment?
Yeah, I do have a favourite place. I tried last year going to Tunisia and I didn't like it.
A fear of disappointment, I think. People don't want to be disappointed. So if you know somewhere is good, that's why you go back. That's why you return every year.
Because you just don't want to be disappointed and you know what to expect.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, when you're younger, you go to a hotel and you book somewhere new and you'll be disappointed. You'll be like, oh, it's not the room I booked. There's ants on the floor. Whereas if you're going back somewhere you know, there's no ants on the floor.
Definitely no ants on the floor.
Yeah, no ants on the floor.
We do that, but that's because we have a place somewhere.
Where is your place?
In Turkey. We love it over there. Absolutely love it. Yeah, we love it. Yeah.
And when we take overcrowded or mass tourism, the fact that most of us go to just 1% of places in a country, so wherever that might be.
Yeah.
And Spain are encouraging, you know, to discover Spain, not just go back to Magaluf or Santa Ponsa or Mallorca or Barcelona.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is, when you have a place, I think it does kind of restrict you in that way.
You have to go.
You feel you have to go. But if you love the place and there's plenty to do and there's plenty of sightseeing.
Oh, there's loads to do, I've been over.
It's a lovely spot. But we do try then to go elsewhere. But by and large, we go back to the same place, you know, every year.
I'd say probably our age group, you're comfortable with it and you know what to do.
You know what to expect.
Yes.
Yeah, just some people chatting to our reporter Henry McKean about why they continue to go back to the very same places all of the time. Paul O'Connell has been writing about this in the Irish Independent. You know, why tourism is so transfixed by the overcrowded 1% of destinations. Sarah Slattery is the owner of TravelExpert.ie. Sarah, what are the hotspots that people tend to flock to?
Hi, Andrea. That's just so sad, isn't it, listening to that? Imagine being afraid of having ants on the ground.
I know. Holidays.
Oh, a little bit what people said there, they, you know, familiarity, and for if people only have 1 week a year, they like to know where they're going. They want to chill out in the sun and not have to spend a day or two kind of figuring out the resort. So I suppose I get that from a sun holiday perspective. All right. You know, it is a kind of handy one if you just want to lie in the sun for a week. But I do generally think, you know, definitely over the last couple of years, I do think we have got a lot more adventurous with our travel. People are looking for new experiences. So whilst obviously the stats are there and, you know, we go to 1% of the destinations, I do think, whether it's Irish people or generally, that we are getting a little bit more adventurous and we are trying to get a little bit off the beaten track as well.
Yeah, it's funny. The campaigns that are being run this year, there's the Visit Italy campaign and also, too, I mentioned the Think You Know Spain, Think Again, Tour España campaign, too, with the initiative there. Like, there's obviously Spain and Italy are trying to encourage tourists to, you know, go beyond that 1% of destinations.
Absolutely. I'm sure nobody wants to see those crowded places and or tourism protests or anything like that, or queues that you see on social media. And it is in a lot of those hotspots. But there is a lot more media coverage on that now over the last couple of years. So there has been a big shift, even just in the booking patterns this year. A lot of people have kind of gone in May or June. They're going September, October. July, August isn't as busy. Well, certainly from Ireland, as it has been over the last few years. And the heat, I suppose, is having a bit of an impact as well. So hopefully these kind of mass crowded places, you know, people will visit them, these popular spots at other times in the year rather than the July, August, the peak. So there are definitely, you can see a bit of movement and a bit of change in the last year or two.
Yeah, the Visit Italy campaign last month advised tourists to skip the 1% of the country, like the mass tourism that they talk about in Venice and Cinque Terre, and to opt for the 99% of Italy that it says is just so undiscovered. Mark Fennell is a life coach, Sarah. Mark's with us too on the programme today. Is it just the fear of disappointment, Mark? Is that why we continue to go back to the place we know and love?
Yes, there's three reasons really, and sometimes it's convenience because we're just so busy and we don't want the hassle of researching somewhere else. So it's convenience and we're a bit lazy. We like creatures of habit. So there's that element to it as well. But then there is the fear element of fear of disappointment. And for a lot of people, traveling in itself arouses a lot of anxiety. And so the thoughts of going somewhere unfamiliar and unpredictable can raise a lot of anxiety. And the older we get, the worse that can get if it's not harnessed. So what happens is the person keeps going back. And as you heard from the Vox Pop there, someone said, as we get older, we just keep going for the same place. Because as we get older, we get a bit more rigid, a bit more fixed. So it can tell us that the big thing for most people, there was a survey done with 64% of people who go back to the same place, was to avoid travel anxiety. They know what they're getting. They know where they're going. There's familiarity there. But the problem or the downside of that is if we allow that to happen in ourselves in a holiday, what studies are now showing is that can kind of creep into other aspects of our lives. We get what's called a fixed mindset in psychology. We become quite rigid in other areas as well. And I think the big problem we have in Ireland anyway, we put this pressure on ourselves that the holiday has to be brilliant.
If you're working and you work hard and you're putting the money aside and, you know, money's tight and you can do the maybe one or, you know, small break maybe each year, you don't want to come home and think, why did we do something different when we know we would have got what we loved in the previous place?
Exactly. The problem is, I think what happens is we put this pressure on ourselves that I think is too much. There's such a high expectation of this has to be great. This is our main holiday. It's our sun holiday or whatever. And with that pressure becomes the pressure for it to be perfect and the fear of what if it's not. So therefore, oh, well, listen, we get one chance at this. Let's just go with what we know. But the downside is then missed experiences, you know, opening up someone's, you know, new memories and all of the kind of new cultures and whatever. And those things are great. But the reason they're so important for us as humans is because we can get quite rigid if we have that mentality. Because what tends to happen is we begin to become like that in everything that we do, you know, rigid mindset. This is what it is. This is what I like. This is what I do. And the problem is there's a lack of openness, a lack of flexibility then. And that doesn't always serve a person well in life because they can become, should we say, quite fixed.
So is it good to push yourself out of your comfort zone just to try those
100%.
New things?
100%. Yeah. It really, really is. And people tend not to, at first the anxiety might be higher. But here's what it does do. And this is the thing that people don't realise. When we push ourselves, it's kind of like, well, why should I bother pushing myself out of my comfort zone? But when we do, and particularly when on holiday or take chances and say, look, I don't know if we're going to love this, but I think we will. Let's try it. It actually gives you a self-esteem confidence boost. It also helps with resilience, believe it or not, and it helps you manage your anxiety better because now that I've done it once, I can do it again. And the person can become very adventurous. And I've seen this with clients. You know, I've seen people who were, you should say, rigid for many years, and then all of a sudden they're starting to kind of break out in one area. Then it starts to impact other areas of their lives. So we need to push ourselves. I know it's hard at first, but actually the reward on the other side is absolutely worth it.
Mick has got in touch. He says, I never understand why Irish people go to Irish pubs when they're overseas on holidays. They're usually rip-off prices. I never go to Irish places when I'm away abroad or visit. I only try to visit the local pubs to experience the culture. Always need to go somewhere different. Sarah, there's a couple of places that you want to recommend to people that are just that little bit off the beaten track.
Well, when you think of one thing that always sticks in my mind is I went to the Costa del Sol for years. A friend of mine had a place there. I think we must have gone about 20 times. And literally about 3 years ago, we finally went into Malaga City. And we also went to the Caminito del Rey, which is an incredible walk, about an hour from Malaga. Like if you actually, for anyone who's listening to me and wants to Google the Caminito del Rey, it's amazing. You won't believe it's an hour from Tourmaline.
Well, that's where I'm going for a weekend myself in August for my holiday to Malaga City for the first time.
You know, it's gas because we, you know, so many 2.5 million visits to Spain every year. The Costa del Sol is one of our top destinations and nobody goes even just an hour up the road or 10 minutes on the train in. So whilst I'm absolutely agree completely what Mark said there. I'm a firm believer that life begins outside the comfort zone. For some people, even if it's just taking a small step, you know, if they are going to Benalmadena or Marbella or wherever they go every year, just even do one or two different things from there and see what it's like to see, you know, yeah, Malaga City or see, you know, somewhere nearby. But or if someone is so familiar with Spain or so familiar with Italy, you know, and they love the Amalfi Coast, the chances are they love, if they go to Puglia or they've been to Italy once before, they'll probably love Puglia in the south of Italy, or they'll probably love Tuscany, you know, or, you know, there's lots of different areas that I'm sure they will still like. So there are steps people can take. And similarly, like with Greece, a lot of people, for instance, you know, think the Greek resorts are completely different to the Spanish resorts. And some are. But there are lots of places in Crete and Rhodes and the big islands that have the same amount of kind of bars and restaurants and strips with nightclubs and all that kind of thing. So if that's the type of holiday you want, you can get a very similar Spanish type resort in Greece too, mm-hmm, you know. So it's just a matter of, I suppose, matching the kind of the type of holiday that they want.
Well, it's funny,
in a different destination.
It's funny, Mark, the number of people getting in touch, you know, just talking about their children and the kids, and that's often why they go back. It's just that if it sort of keeps them happy, they're willing to just keep visiting the same place.
There is this, and I get it, and there's no wrong in it, but there's a lot of good in kind of trying to break the mold. And one thing we did a number of years ago, we were going away, and I shared it on my Instagram, and people said, oh, do you know anyone who's been there? Don't know it. And it was a place in Italy. Seems like a quiet town. And so, and people were quite, you know, dubious to anyone who close to me who I told. But what we did was, and this can be a great tip, go where you're familiar with for, say, 5 nights. But if you're going for, say, 7 or 10 or whatever, then for 2 or 3 nights, go somewhere else, not too far away, a taxi ride away, just to experience a little bit of difference in with the familiar, mm, so you're not changing everything overnight. We did that in Italy, and we went to 2 locations. And I needn't tell you, it has opened up the country of Italy for us, because really, we would have been the typical, you know, Spain. Oh, absolutely.
Where was the place?
Spain
or
Gran Canaria. So we went to a place called Amazing Village, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Bardolino. It was like something out of Pinterest in Italy. It's on Lake Garda.
Okay.
It was so... I'll give you a laugh. A glass of wine was $2.50. A cup of tea was $3.50.
Yeah, okay. So it's definitely somewhere that tourists might be interested in. Anne and Lucan has got in touch to say Santander in Spain was absolutely fantastic. Where would you recommend, just finally, Sarah, in Spain, France or Italy, just a quick off-beaten track recommendation?
Well, Puglia probably isn't really off the beaten track anymore, no, but there are certainly, there are flights into Bari in the north and Brindisi in the south. So you could actually very easily do kind of both, combine both, go to Matera, go to lots of different areas down there. And then, you know, my main thing is to say is even if you really want to go to some of these hot spots or tourist destinations, just go off season. I was in Venice in December, and like, I people thought I photoshopped my pictures. There was nobody in Mark Square.
Really?
You know? So literally nobody there. Like, it was unbelievable. So you can, you know, you can, if you want to visit somewhere new, but you're afraid of the crowds or you're afraid of, you know, over tourism or anything like that, you know, you can go. Just yeah, don't go in the peak season. Just don't go in July or August.
Leave it
or
to
Santorini, for instance. I was there in that outrageous sunset spot a few years ago. That literally you couldn't like, ran out of it. But down the south of Santorini, there was no one around, you know. So you could always stay in the quieter resorts, mm, and just take a day trip in if you really, really want to see a particular spot, you know, and talk to a travel agent. You know, they know where to go. They'll be able to advise you. You know, if you are confused, they want you to come back next year. They're not going to recommend somewhere they don't think suits you. Describe the type of holiday you like. Well, and they will recommend somewhere for you.
Sarah Slattery, owner of TravelExpert.ie, Mark Fennell, life coach, thanks a million to you both for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.